And welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio here on a kind of hazy Tuesday, but sunshine coming your way soon. So just be patient, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're happy to bring back Debbie Saunders, who's with Sanfacia, got to say that right. And as you know, that's a Scalar Wave Energy Spa that's located in the SeaTac Airport area. Her spa features a unique energy enhancement system that generates scalar fields, touted to be one of the most effective healing fields a person, or for that matter, anything that is alive, can benefit from. And Debbie, in the coming weeks, is going to be hosting and speaking with doctors who are currently utilizing these enhancement systems in their practices. So, Debbie, welcome back. Good to have you here again this week.
Thank you, Eric. I am loving having to do this energy enhancement forum. I'm actually doing it live from the energy enhancement system here in SeaTac, which I thought was very conducive to the program and what we're going to discuss today. As our listeners may know, this forum will feature discussions on zero-point energy or scalar fields being applied in today's world, especially in the area of health and nutrition. And it represents a huge paradigm shift for many people in the way they view health and nutrition. It's being sponsored today by Energy Enhancement Systems Hawaii and Sanfacia, Seattle's first scalar wave energy spa. You want to take note of that phone number for Sanfacia, by the way, because we're giving away a free hour session to new clients wanting to experience this incredible technology. That phone number is 206-242-1878. We'll mention it again throughout the show. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with scalar wave technology featured on previous shows as well as today's show, picture in your mind, if you will, a therapeutic experience that can improve your well-being and accelerate your personal growth. Picture an environment that you can actually enter into for an hour or two that provides a therapeutic energy field, which has been shown not only to help balance your body's functions, but to also provide anti-aging effects, elevate your mood, and increase your energy level. How many of us don't want to increase our energy levels? Now, people who enter into this field often experience a rapid manifestation of desired outcomes when they meditate on them with intent during their energy enhancement system experiences. Now, this is at the very core of a program we at Sanfacia, Seattle's first scalar energy spa, uses. This unique therapy is designed around your own personal individual goals and can help you to achieve these new levels of inner peace and outer effectiveness. So we'd love for you to experience that 1 hour on us at Sanfacia. Give us a call at 206-242-1878 to book your free session. We'll have that number again, as I said before. Right now, though, we'd like to welcome a very special guest, Jeb Barton. He and his wife, Nicole, are the creators and directors of the Transformational Research Project in Bend, Oregon, where they, too, feature the energy enhancement system designed by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, our guest last week and the week before. Jeb Barton has been an enthusiastic student and explorer of the study of the field of consciousness for 40 years. He has a degree in psychology, philosophy, and physical chemistry. He has a huge experience in expanded states of consciousness through brainwave frequencies technologies. He's devoted a lot of his time to workshops and self-actualization and personal awareness. In fact, he teaches these principles of consciousness through an experiential workshop or seminar entitled The Substructure of Consciousness and the Nature of Reality Creation. Now, his wife, Nicole, has also been really busy. She's in the process of completing her PhD, which focuses on the effects of scalar fields on chronic primary insomnia. And that's really what caught our attention here at Sanfacia. We had no realization that this area of insomnia could be affected by these scalar waves. So we're really curious, and curiosity got the best of us. We called Jeb to ask to speak to us about this, our subject for discussion today, and that is chronic insomnia and the energy enhancement system. So, welcome to the show, Jeb. I'm finally to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Are you welcome. Good afternoon, Debbie.
Well, we love having you on board. First of all, how long have you had that energy enhancement system in your place at your facility? I know Sanfacia has been around for about a couple of years, and how is it set up at your place?
Well, we've had it almost exactly a year now.
Oh, very nice. And how is it set up?
We have 8 computers, and it's in a room about 20-foot diameter, designated room for it. And it has, we have a number of other modalities in the room that we use, what we use with it. We have an excellent sound system, so we utilize frequency, brainwave, enhancement tapes, binaural beats. We have individualized headsets so people can isolate themselves with particular frequencies and use that in conjunction with being in the scalar field, and we're researching that. It's very interesting. We also have a complete holographic sound system, so you can listen to various kinds of music when you're in there that are structured in very complex matrices of brainwave frequencies. So, again, you're enhancing much more complex ways of going about experiencing your own consciousness. It also has more than 80,000 crystals in the ceiling and geometric structures that are designed also to help give a great coherence, an organic coherence and amplification of the experience, one's personal experience of consciousness experiences within the space.
Right, and I've seen pictures of it. By the way, for our listening audience, it was featured in an article called Making Waves, and it is a beautiful room, and he understates how beautiful these 80,000 crystals, and he's got like 3,800 pieces of glass and 20,000 pieces of tiles and mosaics, but it really does create this artistic intimacy, and it just creates this beautiful environment, very much conducive to the work that Jeff is doing. Now, Jeff, you know this problem of chronic insomnia, it was the furthest thing from my mind. What prompted you and your wife to conduct a research project on it?
Well, let me just preface this by sort of giving you an environment for how that arose, make a little more sense.
Sure.
What we're working with here, we're working with the dynamic of consciousness with respect to its localization as a physical phenomena and whose point of reference is the ego personality or the persona.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you a very quick and general overview of the territory that we're exploring here. This will explain the model of reality that we're working with. So rather than start small and enlarge things, let's start with the biggest concept that we can imagine and work our way down to the smallest of the memorized personality. In the ontological sense, beingness or essence is not a thing or a place or some super or hyper personality or persona, as expressed, for instance, in the institutionalized concept of God. It's not possible for us to say anything explicit about the inexplicable. So at best, it remains an incomprehensible, sourceless source that is in an eternal state of becoming. And one of the most eloquent and succinct statements of this can be found in the beginnings of the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu. So what we're exploring out of this is the dynamic that we call consciousness. And within this framework, then, we can say that consciousness is the only thing that exists. And anything and everything that exists then is a form of consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is the only game in town. And Einstein and his colleagues never came to this realization because they really knew very little of mysticism. They correctly deduced that all matter is merely a form of energy. But they did not reach into the deeper insight that all matter and energy are themselves merely forms of consciousness. So what we call our experience of being alive, or our life, is an intimate expression of beingness experienced from a single point of reference, which we claim as our individuality. So this individuality makes up our private worlds. And in this small, self-referential place is where most people live their lives. So utilizing the scalar field technologies, along with other modalities that I mentioned, we're facilitating expanded states of awareness and are reaching out into the unbounded nature of our own consciousness. So the more conscious we are, the less we struggle with life and with the smallness of the ego personality, and the more complete and fulfilling our experience of living will be. So we conducted an initial experiment of 100 people to see what would be taking place with regard to that model. And what we found was that, and this was about 102 people, we found that 36% of the people had a sense of peace, which they said they had never experienced that deeply before in their lives. That's quite profound. 78% of the people said that their mind chatter or their monkey mind was easier to stop than they were accustomed to. Now, let me point out that many of these people were very sophisticated meditators. They didn't just come in off the street. These are people that frequently have a meditation practice for 10 to as much as 30 years. So they're very familiar with the nuances of change in these states, and yet they noticed that this initial mind chatter, which is one of the whole purposes of meditation, stopped much quicker than ever. That's mm-hmm. very unique. And secondly, 31% of those said that they'd reached the deepest place that they had ever reached in their meditation. So that was really profound. And what we noticed from that then, as people began to get feedback, or we got feedback from them, was that a number of people who said they have always had problems with insomnia said they went home and absolutely slept 10, 12, 14 hours, which they had in some instances not done in decades. So that's how that arose. That's how we decided to look at insomnia.
Now, was this for a two-hour session? How long was this session of the study? Two-hour session.
It was 2 hours. 2 hours uninterrupted, and they just sat in the chamber with no other electronic modalities.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, but we're going to go to break. But I want to mention right now that the phone number for San Francisco is 206-242-1878. Call for your free 1 hour. We're going to be back with Jeb to talk some more about this subject.
That number again, 206-242-1878.
What's keeping you from living an extraordinary life? Your symptoms, stress, inability to change?
Network Care will give you new body-mind strategies to change your body and change your life.
Experience it for yourself.
Call Center of the Universe Network Care at 206-297-1126. Mention the station and receive your initial visit for only $50, half off our normal fee.
Call us at 206-297-1126.
And tune in for Live an Extraordinary Life, Mondays at noon as part of Positive Choice Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
We're inviting you to tune in to our show, Chat with Women, every Wednesday at noon for an hour of fun.
You'll be inspired, motivated, educated, informed, and have some real laughs.
Get real advice about anything from two women who have experienced a lot of life. They want to share their joy and knowledge of life with you. These two women are young enough to remember and old enough to know.
Don't miss Chat with Women every Wednesday at 12 noon.
Right here on Positive Choice Talk Radio.
The Advanced Wellness Center, a clinic of traditional Chinese medicine, uses strategies and techniques proven over thousands of years. The Advanced Wellness Center offers patients an alternative in their health care. If you have a health condition that has not responded to conventional medical treatments, learn what traditional Chinese medicine can do for you. Call the Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue at 425-462-9355 or visit them on the web at advancedwellnesscenter.net.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You are listening to KKNW 1150 AM, Positive Choice Talk Radio, and the Energy Enhancement Forum. And my name is Deb Saunders. I'm your host for today. And we've been talking with Jeb Barton, one of the directors of the Transformational Research Project out of Bend, Oregon. Jeb and his wife are researching scalar wave fields and its effect on the human biological system with various aspects. And right today, we're talking about chronic insomnia. And we're going to continue our conversation with Jeb. Jeb, from your observances then, why don't you go into the insomnia aspect of this? I've always been curious. Has it been caused by mental stress, or does it relate to functional or organic health conditions, this insomnia?
Well, there is that. There is the organic issue. I mean, people, apparently are born with certain relatively severe chemical imbalances, and that can initiate it. But our interest is through, as I just mentioned, through the personality, through the structure of consciousness. as opposed to the biological structure as a given. So that's the doorway that we're walking through. And what we have noticed with regards to the room and insomnia is that spending time in the field clearly has some way or other, it is causing a person to relax in some very deep way that they don't normally or can't normally. And so the what we've observed then is that, and these are people, again, who are really chronic. I mean, it's terrible some of the conditions these folks are in, and yet they find themselves able to relax in a way that sometimes they haven't been able to do so in decades. So what we're, the premise we're working on here is that the scalar, because of its ability to move a person's consciousness into a, and I'll use this word, domain, that is to a great extent outside of the ego personality and the psychodrama, and my problems and my issues, my tensions, and yes, I will say directly it is about stress. Primarily people just will not let their mind rest because they feel like the world is so overwhelming and they're so incapable of dealing with it that they can never, ever let their guards down, which means they can never sleep. They've got to stay on guard, on watch all the time. And this is a deep inner perspective about who they are and how they find themselves in the world. So the scalar field apparently is able to remove them from that perspective, from that identity, from that persona, out into a place where that is not who they feel they are. But apparently they move out into a different space where that persona, that perspective can relax and is at ease. And so there is this shift that takes place in them, quietly, unobtrusively, but fundamentally. So that for a period of days, they are sort of assuming a different perspective. Now, it's not about denial. It's about an enlargement of the territory through which and with which they identify themselves. So the identity that can't cope, that finds itself constantly under pressure, constantly working, constantly struggling, is somehow let go of. You step outside of that. You don't resolve it as such initially, but you just let it go for a while.
Right.
And letting it go, you can sleep and you can rest.
Right.
So
and
that's what's
and
interesting, and that's the direction we're going.
Right. And that's what Santa Fia has been experiencing in the couple of hundred people that have been through, probably most often, they say they have this inordinate sense of well-being. Mm-hmm. It's like an emotionally secure place to just relax. And what we truly believe is that when there's relaxation at the deepest level, like you're talking about, there is healing at all kinds of levels. We've had a lot of anecdotal stories ourselves, but I was wondering if you had any come out of your system that people have related to you about how they've changed or how their quality of life might have been a little different as a result of those 2 hours?
Oh, significantly. Something as simple as people being able to relate to the people with whom they work, with their husbands, wives, with their children, much easier, things that normally would have been problematic, points of confrontation. Points that, you know, immediately this adversarial thing arises and people on the defense and it all starts again, you know. That, they say, has changed significantly for some people. They really notice that. So that's really significant, of course, of enormous value for folks. In the extreme, someone had an incident of psychic surgery that took place and something, an issue in their face and their jaw was corrected and helped. So it runs the gamut. But you know, yes is the answer. It gives someone a place to move into, to loosen their grip from all of their issues and all their identity.
Have you and your wife experienced any personal satisfaction from being working with this? I know there's gratification in seeing people be helped, but what about you yourselves? Have you experienced anything that you are very pleased about with regard to this technology being in your life?
Well, the reason it exists here is because about 3 years ago I had an experience with a four computer system down in Southern California. I was in it for 8 hours over the course of 2 days. Now, during those 8 hours, I did some very, very deep binaural hemisync work with brainwave entrainment into theta and delta frequencies. So I didn't just sit there and read a magazine. I really focused on wanting to deepen as far as I could go with regards to what this technology would help facilitate. And a day later when I came home and I woke up, I realized I was in a very expanded state, and for almost 3 weeks, I did not really need to eat or sleep. So I stepped outside of time-space so completely that I was no longer struggling with it. So there was no need for energy.
Because I wasn't exerting
any to exist. Now, if you've been in the field of expanded states and understand something of mysticism, this won't be shocking. It's not unusual. But, of course, it is rather unusual for most people to hear this. Sandra said she's had a couple of people that have gone 2 or 3 days like this, but no one that's gone 3 weeks. But then again, I've had 40 years of training in this. So it does show, you know, what's available. And that's what motivated me to do this, because I realized how profound that was, that it's something I've been working towards and wanting to achieve as a state of awareness for more than 40 years.
Right. Well, it sounds like you've had some pretty positive results with that system in your facility, and as well as your one that you experienced down south. But do you have any other long-term goals or research projects slated for the future using this technology?
We're going to sort of continue in the same vein, mostly looking in to see how we can combine other modalities with it to reach more profound states of expansion. And again, these are not about just... This isn't just about entertainment. It's ultimately focused on being able to reorganize your consciousness and your awareness through your personality and living a more fulfilling life with significantly less struggle and a great deal more calm and peace, in which case you're more effective. Very effective in your relationships, very effective in your work, very effective in whatever your creative endeavors are. So, and we are a private facility, but having said that, we are open to people coming and doing private work, and we do offer packages. You can reserve the room here, up to a group of 5 or 6 can reserve it for $100 an hour, minimum of 2 hours, and then we do have an 8-hour package that most people do for $500, and then they'll do that over the course
of a few days. Jeb, why don't you go ahead and give that contact information for you and your facility?
Okay. You can phone us here at in Oregon, area code 541-388-1854. Or you can email me at jeb@transformationalresearchproject.com.
Very good.
And I also teach a course, a 40-hour course. Sometimes I'll teach it 20 hours, sometimes 10 hours, sometimes just a weekend at various facilities, learning facilities, awareness facilities. So if anyone's interested in that course, they can get in touch with me and see if there's a way to work that out and bring that seminar to their awareness center or wherever.
Right. That's wonderful. So once again, his number is area code 541-388-1854. You'll have to let us know in a future show, perhaps, what all you've been doing, and we're just very intrigued at the work being done as more people become aware of this technology, and I look forward to talking with you again. Once again, I'm Debbie Saunders. I am the owner of Santhesia, Seattle's first scalar wave energy spa. I'd love for you to experience this technology Jeb and I have been talking about free on me for 1 hour. You can reach us at 206-242-1878. We want to so thank our guest, Jeb Barton, for joining us from Bend, Oregon. We wish both his wife and himself success in all his research and endeavors with regarding this healing wave. To our listening audience, before we leave, I'd like to leave you with a quote from our developer of our energy enhancement system, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, said this: "You wouldn't have your own highest purposes, visions, and gifts if you didn't have all the capacities, capabilities, and resources for fulfilling the perfection of all your highest purposes for being here now." We feel that this energy enhancement system is one of those resources for fulfilling your intention. And we thank you so much for joining us. Tune in next week at the same time for another energy-filled segment only on Positive Choice Talk Radio. And this is Debbie Saunders signing off.